gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Representative Donna Edwards, Democrat of the great state of Maryland, on the Celebrity Hotline this hour to discuss the president's health care press conference and much more. Representative Ron Kind, Democrat of Wisconsin, next hour. And Eric Bollert, in hour number three, senior fellow at Media Matters, to talk about the birthers.
Yes.
People that keep their birth certificates in baggies to prove that they're citizens
great.
And the president's not. Okay, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the Chevy Open House. We've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only. Stop focusing on the negative.
Focus on the positive. GM's out of bankruptcy.
You wait, the positive.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. The president at his health care press conference last night.
This debate is not a game for these Americans, and they can't afford to wait any longer for reform. They're counting on us to get this done. They're looking to us for leadership, and we can't let them down. We will pass reform that lowers cost, promotes choice, and provides coverage that every American can count on. And we will do it this year.
All right. Representative Nancy Pelosi says she's got the votes.
I don't know about that.
I think that we are moving closer. We are making progress, and that I have no question that we have the votes on the floor of the House to pass this legislation.
But then there's the Senate.
Well, yeah.
She's not speaking for the Senate. What's up with you two negatives this morning?
What? Do you think it was another spectacular speech by the anointed
one? No, but what's your deal with Nancy? Because the Speaker of the House says she has the votes, and you say you don't know? You think you have better knowledge of who has the votes in the House than Nancy Pelosi?
It's her job to be optimistic.
You're a tool.
It's my job to be realistic.
You're as bad as the boner.
It's time for the president to scrap the plan that they've been working on in the House.
Oh.
It's time to bring both parties together to have real health care reform that will reduce the cost of the system. Will reduce the cost of health insurance for Americans and provide better access.
Oh. Okay, where are your ideas?
Yeah.
Tier one.
Mm-hmm.
You had plenty of time. Nothing.
Mm. Yes, Mr. President, why can't you be completely bipartisan and helpful like the Republicans? What's wrong with you?
No.
I'm sorry,
we're not going to do that. No.
Were you starting the show by sniping at me, right-wing tool Chris Lavoie? I didn't say it was anything yet, did I, about it was the president's best press conference ever. I didn't say that.
Well, right. you kind of think that President Obama can do no wrong.
So? I didn't say it was his best press conference. He gives a better speech than a press conference, let me say. And healthcare is complicated.
Healthcare is very complicated. And he made it a little more complicated last night, I think. And that's exactly what he didn't need to do.
Listen, I did a fart joke radio show yesterday for 3 hours, and I took a 7-hour nap. So,
did
listen,
you really?
I mean, listen,
7-hour
he's
nap.
Tired. No, it wasn't that long, but still. All right. Jim Ward yesterday was off. Carlos Alzraqui, our buddy, our pal, was in, and people want to know, coincidence or conspiracy, that the Taco Bell Chihuahua died yesterday.
Yes. May Gidget rest in peace.
Maybe Carlos needed an alibi.
The day
that didn't that damn dog get better residuals than he did? I'm just saying.
Actually,
I'm not saying he was involved.
I think so.
Anyway, may Gidget rest in peace.
Yes.
Creative financing.
Carlos could barely get a free taco when he went to Taco Bell.
Yo, Cuero, Rainbow Bridge. Okay, yeah, Gidget, no, she was 15, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yes, and all right. All right, speaking of critters, Julie in Seattle, the official Beaver Stack reporter of the Stephanie Miller Show, with a little beaver news for all y'alls. From the Post Bulletin in Rochester, Minnesota, the headline, Beaver Can Slow Climate Change.
Really? Wow.
Beaver, often misunderstood and often maligned animal that sparked the first rush of white settlers into the heart of North America.
Is that what brought them here?
Where are the white women at? 3 centuries ago.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's old Beaver. Is getting new respect for what it can do in the future.
Look at what he can do.
Beaver can help slow global climate change, said a beaver expert.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
And I don't mean Jim Ward. It's another beaver expert entirely. Sharon Brown. said she and her husband first became interested in beaver 20 years ago.
Really?
Because of another woman who studied them.
So do they go online to find this other woman?
One can go online to find these other women.
Interesting.
The two found that beaver is playful and smart. It can be. She has alerted all you all. Oh, look in the little box here. There is a
There's a beaver box?
Mm-hmm. There's a presentation about coexisting with beaver.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be presented at 7 p.m. August 6th at the Quarry Hill Nature Center. The program will feature a half-hour video with footage of beaver, Jim.
Hey now.
Many people like to coexist with beaver, but some don't.
They will also discuss the
some cohabitate with beaver.
They will also discuss the benefit of beaver as an environmentally sound, cost-effective methods of solving beaver conflicts.
You bet.
It's true.
Benefits of beaver, like maybe eating beaver? Can you eat beaver?
I'm told. It's true that beaver's reputation is mostly for being a nuisance, said Sharon. But what you don't see is the beaver themselves and their benefits. You don't see enough beaver, Jim. You really don't.
Beaver benefits.
Mm-hmm. To get more wetlands.
Friends with beaver benefits.
To get more wetlands will mean living with the beaver that created them, she said. The beaver is a natural part of our system, she said. I would like to see people learn to coexist. I urge everyone to attend the presentation about how to coexist
beaver
with beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And the wetlands they create. All right, let's check some other news.
That's when your partner tells you to roll over.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's check some other news we don't want to lose. Here we go.
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
That might have been the dirtiest beaver stack ever.
That's why I recommend the Select Comfort bed. Because you can adjust the the firmness exactly on both sides. So if in order to avoid wetlands,
beaver wetlands.
Yes, you can have your. It's like you have your own habitat on your side of the Select Comfort bed.
We're just talking about nature.
I'm sure they're going to put that in the ad soon.
Oh, all right.
I'm sure they'll love that ringing endorsement, Stephanie. I'll send that MP3 to them post haste.
The Sleep Number bed, please. Type Stephanie in the box. Okay. The headline is Jingle Takes Credit for Stimulus, Presents Constituents with Jumbo Size Stimulus Check. That's weird.
I thought that he was against stimulus.
Governor Bobby Jindal, Republican of Louisiana, reemerged on the national stage yesterday, penning an op-ed to slam efforts to reform health care and declaring the Economic Recovery Act a failure. Jindal declared the Recovery Act a nearly trillion-dollar stimulus that has not stimulated. However, less than 24 hours before Jindal published his op-ed, he traveled to NACO, Louisiana, to present a jumbo-sized check to residents of Vernon Parish. The funds included hundreds of thousands of dollars directly from the Recovery Act. Rather than credit the federal government or the Recovery Act he opposed, Jindal printed his own name on the corner of the massive check.
Oh.
As if he wrote it himself.
Wow.
Jindal was, as you know, one of the Republican governors who opposed the Recovery Act, and he succeeded in blocking money for unemployment compensation.
Wow.
Enjoy, Louisiana.
That takes away those.
Yes, we have Governor Jindal here.
Hello. I'm Bobby Jindal. Everybody knows that President Obama, you know that foreign-looking guy that's pretending to be American? Everybody knows that his socialist tax and spend so-called stimulus is a big commie failure. It is a stimulus that is not stimulated. Mm-mm. Because Kenyans can't do anything. That is why I have decided to give the people of Louisiana this big check. You know it is going to be stimulative because it is a big check. A big check with my name on it. You're welcome. I also take full credit for the prevention of volcanoes through my Volcano Monitoring Act. The prevention of meteor strikes with my deflection of meteors through vigorous prayer program. And I'm also responsible for the prevention of attacks by giant radioactive reptiles from the Sea of Japan. Again, you're welcome. Also, I am installing a high-speed rail line from C Street to various brothels with a connection to Buenos Aires through the Appalachian Trail. Because self-righteous, philandering Republican hypocrites can do anything and get away with it. Thank you.
As Chris Matthews would say, oh, God. And finally, a California teenager announced the creation of an iPhone app called A Note to God, which allows users to send their prayers into cyberspace.
Well, then.
Mm-hmm. I believe we have a comment from God.
From God, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is getting out of hand. I swear to me, I've had a buttful of my supposed crown jewel of my creativity, taking everything on my green earth that I've given them, and using them with such me-forsaken idiocy, it's given me the fantods.
The what?
Whatever. What? Help, hey, me, help me, but it's painful. Look at the me-damned evidence. I give them hands, and they slap each other with them. Give them exquisitely sensitive genitalia to have fun with, and they come up with this sin horse pucky. And nobody can tear off a piece without feeling all guilty and having to ask for my forgiveness for me's sake. As if I gave a good me-damn. I don't ask you to tell me if the earth moved. I don't give a crap if you think you're going straight to hell for it. First off, hearing someone else's account of blissful sexual congress is boring as hell. I mean, I myself get so much seraphim trim, I'm too busy calling out my name to pay attention to other people's good times. And if you're not enjoying yourself, then you don't have the brains I gave a roast goose now, do you? Speaking of brains, that's what's got my skid-mark knickers in a twist. As part of the me-given gift bag you yutzes come into the world with, there's this thing called intelligence. It's supposed to help you out, give you the wherewithal to build tools. Like the telephone. Solves a real human need, right? So what do? Make up the iPhone, turn it into an amusement park, and, the crushing irony, introduce an app so you can send prayers to me. I got news for you, sport. Next time you're feeling lonely, pick up the phone and make a damn phone call and talk to somebody. There, see how easy that was? Keep the prayers for finals week, sport, and maybe I'll help you out in physics class. Now get out of my way. I got some angels waiting for me, and they don't play the harp. They're more into woodwinds, if you catch my omniscient drift.
Jim Louise Ward!
That's all for, dear.
We're going to hear about it today.
Stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward, Paul the Raw.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal The Truth. There's a tile ad for that very thing on the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. Buy the downloadable album, why don't you?
Why, please.
Thank you.
Stimulate the economy. Buy Jim Ward's album, by all means.
That's right. That will stimulate Jim Ward,
yes,
as well.
I'll say. All right. The president last night at his press conference.
I've heard the one Republican strategist told his party that even though they may want to compromise, it's better politics to go for the kill. Another Republican senator that defeating health care reform is about breaking me. So let me be clear. This isn't about me. I have great health insurance, and so does every member of Congress. This debate's about the letters I read when I sit in the Oval Office every day, and the stories I hear at town hall meetings. This is about the woman in Colorado who paid $700 a month to her insurance company, only to find out that they wouldn't pay a dime for her cancer treatment, who had to use up her retirement funds to save her own life.
I love the who asked the question about, you know, his health care, and he starts to answer and he goes, I'm the president.
Yeah, I have a doctor.
I
have a doctor that follows me all the time.
This isn't about me. It's about getting other people good health care. It's hilarious. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, our thoughts and yours on the president's health care press conference last night as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Eric Bollert from Media Matters in Hour 3 to talk about the birthers.
Yeah.
The growing movement, despite all evidence, thinks the president is not a citizen of the United States. They have their birth certificates in baggies. Mm-hmm. So that's how you know they're real Americans.
I'm a nut.
Did you see this? It's like this town hall with this crazy woman. Did you see she had a birth certificate in a baggie?
I want to know. I have a birth certificate here with a seal on it. Why are you people ignoring his birth certificate?
I want to go back to the good old days.
This is unconstitutional.
And I want my country back.
He's black!
What was even scarier is the people cheering.
The Republican Party. Democrats?
I'm a nut.
I'm a nut.
I don't like the fact that he thinks us white people are trash. Because we're not.
Yeah, baggy woman has replaced crazy hair woman in my affections now. Yeah.
I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
And then John McCain's response, remember, was even worse.
He's a decent family man, citizen.
Unlike Muslims, he's a good, decent family man.
Oh. I want my country man, he's a Muslim.
Yeah. Oh, it's a listener, Ken in Cleveland, and Shano.
Collaboration.
Wow.
Wow-wee.
And Carlos collaboration.
Yes, Carlos, that was Rocky from yesterday.
Yeah.
This is the problem. You know, I know what you guys are saying. Oh, it was maybe the president's best performance last night, but he's combating so much stupid and so many lies. I actually heard Rush Limbaugh, the caller on Rush Limbaugh yesterday. Mm-hmm. Rush, you know, he don't want us to have health care. And yeah, he's fine taking his wife on a date that we don't pay for. What the hell does that have to do with health care? We can't afford health care because he done took his wife on a fancy date in New York and I got a pay for Rush!
Lord.
It's just if
a
you can...
A bunch of morons.
Exactly. People that I can't even believe she could dial a phone, for God's sakes. All right. The president last night talking about the Republicans.
You haven't seen me out there blaming the Republicans. I've been...
Unfortunately.
A little frustrated by some of the misinformation that's been coming out of the Republicans.
Lies and lying liars.
But that has to do with, as you pointed out, politics. You know, if you've got somebody out there saying, not that, you know, let's get the best bill possible, but instead says, you know, let's try to beat this so we can gain political advantage, well, you know, that's not, I think, what the American people expect.
You got to scrap the whole thing. The American people wanted to scrap it. It's going to be at the top of our list.
Has he thrown the health bill down yet on the floor?
What happened to the promise that we're going to let the American people see what's in this bill for 48 hours? But nope, we don't have time to do that.
No.
What a crybaby.
Hey, guess what? Healthcare is going to get fixed. Julie in Seattle alerts us to the, they're having a, what do you call it? Republican Healthcare Solutions Group hearing is today.
That'll be a short meeting.
Yeah.
They've got some
I don't do policy.
They've got some freedom solutions.
Whatever.
Something.
I don't do solutions.
Republican Whip Eric Cantor today announced his participation in a House Republican Healthcare Solutions Group meeting.
They're a little late to the game, aren't they?
Scheduled to take place today. Oh, but today at noon, the healthcare crisis will be solved. It's at noon.
What we do is kill all the sick people. And that'll solve the problem, aren't there?
Oh, it's noon to 1:30, so they're actually going to solve the healthcare crisis in an hour and a half, apparently.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And their solution will be?
Oh, for God's sake, just die!
Exactly.
Which only takes 4 seconds, and then they'll fill with a bunch of bull in the rest of the time.
Yeah.
blubbering.
Prior to the hearing, I guess they'll hold a press conference to announce what happened at the hearing that hasn't happened yet, and the boner will be there along with Cantor and Roy Blunt. So I feel better.
Will they have a pamphlet?
I feel better about
a leaflet.
28 minutes after the hour, back with Congress Critter, Donna Edwards next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She can't even talk. She just kind of lays there. It's really sad.
And a tiny bit funny. Oh my God, I think I'm getting a contact high.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Well, everybody's an expert today. Everybody's a pundit. After a big presidential press conference. If only there was someone qualified, though. What? Jim, who is it?
From the great state of Maryland, it's Representative Donna Edwards.
One of our personal favorites. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Hi, Stephanie. It's great to be with you.
Nice to have you again. So what's your reaction, first of all, to the president's press conference last night?
Well, I mean, my reaction is the president has it right. I mean, it's time to do health care. I mean, each day, 14,000 people lose their health care. That means today, by the time we finish working here in Congress, 14,000 more people will be without health care. And if we go on break for a month, that's 420,000 people.
Well, you know, I mentioned those figures yesterday, Congresswoman, and, you know, as you probably know, Nancy Pelosi said yesterday she's open to keeping the House in session to pass health care overhaul.
Well, and I'm, as a member of Congress, I'm open to staying here because I think that there is no greater task that we have right now than to fix this healthcare system. And, you know, the fact is that people who don't want reform want us to delay because they know they're going to use that time period to just, you know, beat this bill down and beat it down until they kill it.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, that's you know, that's the thing. If they hadn't been so, you know, as the president said last night, sort of open about their motives, that they're just political. It's just about defeating the president. It's not, you know, I think they should have been more a little more careful. Jim DeMint didn't even take it back yesterday. Did you see that?
Well, I mean, I just think it just demonstrates their arrogance. I mean, the fact is that people in this country are losing their health care. People who have health care are, you know, are afraid because their premiums are going up. Their deductibles are going up. I mean, premiums and deductibles went up about 114% over a decade. That means that if you were, if it was $10,000 that your employer was paying today, your employer is paying, you know, $21,000. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been saying this. It's not just Republicans. You know, there's so many special interests, Congresswoman, that, you know, again, the president is having to combat so much misinformation out there. I don't know if you've seen the latest, you know, the health insurance industry, the way they're spinning this one poll. They're saying, you know, be careful what you change because 77% of Americans are satisfied with their existing health coverage, health care coverage. So, you know, they've invoked the statistic to argue against the creation of a government-run, you know, a public option. But the poll that they're citing actually undercuts their position by 72% to 20% Americans favor the creation of a public plan.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, these folks will not stop short of just trying to scare the American people. They're trying to scare seniors. They're trying to scare those of us with health care, trying to scare our young people. It's all about scaring people and not about providing solutions. I think the president, you know, has put he's, you know, demonstrated a lot of courage. The Congress is really stepping forward. I mean, Democrats in Congress and our leadership. And we're saying we want health care, and we want, we know that if we have a public plan that it will force the market to compete. Of course the insurers don't want anybody to compete with them. You look at a state like mine in Maryland where the market is so concentrated that it's really controlled, you know, by one or two insurance companies who really control about, you know, 60-70% of the market. Do you think those guys want competition? Of course not, but we're going to give them some.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, is these, you know, the big Republican talking point you probably heard is you're going to lose your health care. Under Obama's plan, you're going to lose your health care.
Well, I mean, and it's exactly the opposite. I mean, more people will have health care. It'll be more affordable. It'll have benefits that really cover the things that you need covered. Again, this is just about scaring the American people, and they tried to do that in the 90s. They've tried for 60 years to scare people away from providing universal coverage, access, affordability, and it's not going to work this time.
Well, boy, I'm happy to hear you say that because, you know, as you can imagine, people are getting, you know, losing hope in some quarters that this is actually going to get done when you hear like a different fight every day in D.C. I mean, the president says we're closer than ever, are we?
Well, the politicians, you know, here especially and the interest groups don't want to change the system. They want the status quo. But I'm telling you, you go out into community after community, and even people who are satisfied with their health care worry that one day maybe they won't have a job or they'll change jobs and they won't have health care or that their premiums will go up so much that they can't afford it or that their deductible is so high that if they get sick, they can't afford the out-of-pocket cost of like a $4,000 or $5,000 deductible, and that could cause them to go into bankruptcy. And so people want to change this system, and I think that we cannot go home without doing this for the American people.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen? Because, of course, that's the other big talking point. We're rushing this. We're rushing this. It's more important to get it right than to get it now. And yada, yada. You know, we've been hearing this since, what, 1940?
Well,
Congress has been studying this issue.
Exactly. And the irony is that, one, we've been having this conversation for six decades. We've had 45 hours of bipartisan debate on it. We've had 79 hearings over here in the House. I know what I did over my 4th of July. I took that 800-page bill. I sat on, you know, in a lawn chair, and I read the bill. There's been plenty of time to read this, plenty of time to digest it, plenty of time to comment on it. And I've been watching those hearings in our various committees. I've watched every hour, stayed up to midnight watching the, you know, the hearings and all the amendments that are offered and all of the shenanigans that are going on. We've had a lot of time to talk about this. Now it's time to do something.
Can I say, Congresswoman Edwards, you are a finer American than I, because I would have picked a much more comfortable chair than a lawn chair for an 800-page bill. But you are doing the hard work on behalf behalf of the American people.
Well, any member of Congress who says that they haven't had time to read it, I challenge them and say, you know, you need to get to work. As much as we tell our children to do their homework, we got to do our homework.
Yeah, too. Here's an FYI. That's your job, just to read the bill. Now, here's what worries me a little bit. So, obviously, Nancy Pelosi says she believes she has the votes to pass the bill. Still, she indicated it would be important for members to look at the Senate Finance Committee's version, which is not finished. That suggests she may change the House version to more closely resemble the Senate version. But, you know, here's the part that scares me. The Senate Finance version should have broader appeal with Democratic centrists and Republicans, particularly if it does not include a public option.
Well, if there, you know,
are we going to water this down to that degree?
Well, the Speaker of the House knows that over in this body, in this House of Representatives, we have an overwhelming majority of our Democratic members who strongly support a robust public plan option that's really competitive and that's going to lower costs. And anything else is just not acceptable. And so I think what we're looking at is to see, you know, how we can make sure that we finance this thing, because the President is committed, I'm committed, the Congress is committed, the Democrats are committed to have a proposal that's revenue neutral. I'm pleased that the President said last night, yes, we can put a surcharge on millionaires. We're talking about 1%. 99% of us, 98% of us are not going to see any kind of surcharge to pay for this plan. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the millionaires have gotten tax breaks after tax breaks. They've gotten the benefit of this tax system. It's time for them to pay their fair share.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, here's the, you know, I keep saying, I think the problem with bipartisanship, particularly in this, on this particular issue, which is so critical, is, you know, you have, it's not just Jim DeMint, it's you know, you have Bill Kristol saying Republicans should, quote unquote, go for the kill. You know, meaning kill this plan, kill the president politically, and literally kill Americans that are going to lose their health insurance.
Americans are not. I mean, we are just really not going to tolerate turning our health care coverage, jeopardizing our family members and their health care to politics. It's not going to work this time. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. I've been at town hall meeting after town hall meeting, talked with people who are seniors and workers and those who don't have health insurance, and there's no tolerance for the politics of this, and that's why the president has the upper hand here. And the Democrats in Congress came into Congress, we came into the majority, and the president came into the presidency largely because people want health care reform and they believed our commitment to real health care reform. And so Democrats have to take the responsibility for delivering it, whether and if there are Republicans who come along with that, that's fine, but our job is to lead.
Well, if only we had more Democrats with spine like you. Here's what I think my listeners should do, is send each and every member of Congress a lawn chair and urge them to read the bill like you did.
Exactly.
And
read,
do
the
people's
bill,
bidding.
Do their homework. And I tell you, when you read that bill, you say, here's something that really can work. If you have insurance and you like it, you get to keep it. Nobody's going to get between you and your doctor. Right now, we've got insurance companies and bean counters getting between you and your doctor. Mm-hmm. We're going to end all of that. If you have a pre-existing condition, you won't be turned down. If you change jobs, you'll still have health care. If you're a small business person or an independent contractor, or you work for a small business, you'll be able to get health care. Right now, our small businesses that want to provide health care for their employees simply can't do it because it's unaffordable. That's going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Congresswoman Donna Edwards, thank you so much for doing your homework.
Thank you.
You're the smartest girl in class this morning. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Thank you, too. Thanks for the American people.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. There she goes.
All right. I like her a lot.
Yes. A lawn chair, damn it.
Could it be an Adirondack chair?
Yes. Or it can be whatever kind.
A lazy boy?
Those are bad on the back, the Adirondack chairs, yeah.
Lazy boy might put you to sleep.
I love a lazy boy.
If the 800-page bill doesn't.
Yeah.
43 minutes after the hour. All right, back with more of our thoughts and yours on the president's press conference and the health care debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Chris in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on our birther friends. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Stephanie. I had a clarification question. Mm-hmm. Now, I have my short birth certificate, and I have a plastic baggie.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the trick. I was born overseas, so do I put it in a plastic baggie that's like the one that I have here, or do I keep it out, or do I do something different with it?
All I know is you must take it to a town hall meeting and wave it somewhere. That's
all
it.
Right.
Yes. All right. Why does it need to be in a baggie? I'm not really sure why.
So, because she said it was sealed, so you know it's real.
Ah.
I don't think that we mean the seal on a resealable baggie. Is what the. But good job on that. I think we mean the seal, the official seal of a state. Okay, never mind.
Oh, is that what? Oh.
Yeah, I think
it loses its freshness if you don't keep it in a bag.
She brings a sea mammal next time to the town hall.
It's obviously expired because
they said you got to have a seal with your birth certificate.
Or.
Maybe she used one of those vacuum seal food saver bags.
Scott in Los Angeles on the president. Hello, Scott.
Obama needs help, okay? Obama's pushing a boulder up a hill, and we're all standing on the sides watching him and rooting for him. But that guy, you know, you want to talk about teabaggers, but those people out there trying to do something, this guy needs people out there showing that we need health care. We need people on corners with signs. We need people going out there. I just find it amazing, like, everybody's like, you know, Obama can't get it through. No, you know, he has health care. You know, it's up to us. We got to really help this guy out.
Yeah.
I just find that amazing.
Yeah, I hear you. This has got to be, a people's crusade.
People
as
are more
well.
Interested in one dancing with the stars than getting
actually, America's Got Talent has bigger ratings than,
Well, yes. America's more interested in who has talent
America
than who
has
healthcare.
America has no healthcare, but they
have talent.
We got talent, damn it.
Yeah.
We're plucky. Jamie in Mississippi, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, Stephanie. This is what I would like to see is get off the Republicans, because we're not going to get their votes.
Exactly.
Exactly. We've got the votes for the Democrats. I mean, we need to start calling out these Democrats. It's not there must not be going to vote for it. We need to know who they are, and we have the majority.
We got to publish the amounts of money they're getting from the insurance industry. The people who are dragging their feet.
Yeah, well, they are. You know, I think Ed Schultz does it almost every day. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I'll be on the Ed show today on MSNBC. Yeah.
Yes, you will.
What a segue.
Yes, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like, by the way, Democrats have launched a coordinated effort to rally support by highlighting these quotes, because this tells you everything you need to know about the Republicans and goodwill on health care. It is Jim DeMint, who did not take it back yesterday, that he said he hopes that this will be health care will be Obama's Waterloo.
Did you expect him
to,
though?
You know, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, pretend you're not being just a partisan. And he said
it's not possible for Republicans.
He says it's time to put the brakes on President Obama. He refused to take back his assertion earlier. The health care overhaul Obama is pushing will be his Waterloo. He said this is about breaking him politically. He was asked if he stood by a statement. He said it's not personal. We've got to stop his politics. Meaning health care reform for
the
American people.
75% of the people want.
Yeah.
So they must be stopped.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I mentioned Bill Kristol saying his advice to the Republicans, go for the kill on health care this week. How much more do you need to know that they don't want to work with us? Let's go to Sam in Asheville, North Carolina. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Sam from Asheville. I'm kind of angry today. I'm looking at a study that says that the Institute of Medicine determined that in 2006, 22,000 Americans died because they didn't have health insurance. That's 60 people a day.
Yep.
Now, imagine for a minute what would happen if there was a terrorist group out there that was killing 60 Africans a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing their job for them. If we don't get effective health care reform in this country, the terrorists win with a big assist from the Republicans.
There you go.
The terrorists have a big R behind their name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's get angry people. Let's use these figures. Let's contact our
so in that sense, Sam, the Republicans in some ways are palling around with terrorists, aren't they?
They're not palling around with them. They're helping them. They're doing their
there
job for them. The terrorists don't.
Yeah, they
have
may disband. Al Qaeda may disband. They'll be like, oh, good. They're going to kill themselves.
Great.
Let's go to John in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The reason I'm calling is I watched Barack's performance last night. I really thought he was going to come out there and be aggressive and really lay everything on the line there, but it just seemed really weak to me last night. His answers were weak. You know, when they asked a question about, so you won't be getting treatment at end of life, it's like he didn't even come back and answer that. You know what I mean? It was, he went off on some, he was just all over the place.
He was all over the place. Yeah.
That wasn't my impression. I think it's a complex issue, and the problem is, I don't know, maybe because I just couldn't do what he does. It just literally is combating lie after lie, and he's had to do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I think that you can't judge the healthcare debate on, you know, was it his best performance? You know, in many ways, too, he gives a better speech than, you know, press conferences are by their nature, I think, a little more combative, and... I don't know. I wouldn't have the cool to answer, you know, the 100th Republican lie on healthcare.
Yeah,
and have to keep saying it over and over and over. If you like your doctor and your plan, you can keep it. You know?
Yeah, but I didn't see the whole thing, but I think it was kind of weak on specifics. You know, there's some questions that he just wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, and then he went off on another tangent.
Right.
If he couldn't answer it. And it's like, oh, okay.
The president last night.
Hey, why would we want to pay for things that don't work, that aren't making us healthier? And here's what I'm confident about. If doctors and patients have the best information about what works and what doesn't, then they're going to want to pay for what works.
I don't know what this means, but all right. I'm Ben in Rockville, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on The President. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, does nobody talk, when they're talking about Obama and his, you know, birth certificate, does nobody mention the fact that McCain was by law ineligible to be president?
He was born in Panama.
The fact that because he was born in Panama, pre the grandfather clause
difference in the parties. The president, you know, put that to rest early in the campaign and said, you know, I don't think that's an issue, whether John McCain is, you know, whereas
no,
the Republicans
I know,
are happy to inflame this whole thing about Obama.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing a tit for tat thing here.
I agree, but my issue is that, you know, it was supposed to be put to bed. John McCain agreed, Obama agreed, but then they want to bring up Obama again, but they don't want to bring up McCain.
Well, it's
that's
just,
my issue.
You know, unfortunately, they're doing the same thing they did during the campaign. They're really trying to inflame the racist, you know, segment of their party. They're really trying to inflame the, you know, illegal immigrant, racist kind of, you know, segment of their, I mean, what, Lou Dobbs? Like, you don't think Lou Dobbs knows better?
Well, Kitty Pilgrim, who was subbing for him the day before,
took him to task.
Yeah. Well, but even before, he said that after the fact, after she had already said, look, here's the birth certificate, he is a citizen.
Yeah. Everybody
done.
Go back to what you
and
were doing.
And then Lou Dobbs came back the next day, there are still questions about whether Obama is really... No, there aren't.
No, there aren't.
In your fevered racist mind, maybe.
Yeah, apparently on his radio show, a caller is a birther, and he said something like, "Well, your opinion is certainly valid." No, it's not.
We'll be talking to Eric Bullard of Media Matters about that in hour three.
Will we now?
I believe the Earth is a rectangle. Well, your opinion is certainly valid.
No, it's not. Matt in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Stephanie. I'm a do-it-yourself conservative out here in a very blue city, and I just have one question for you.
What's a do-it-yourself conservative?
A do-it-yourself conservative is somebody who doesn't rely on the government for things.
I do it like roads and sewers, so you don't use the roads in Seattle.
I use the road. No, there's some things that
you
that,
make an exception for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. My point
power
is,
grid.
Let's say there are 47 million people without health care, and the bill passes, and we bring them into the into the fold, so to speak. We have a higher demand now. What are we going to do with the limited number of doctors and nurses that we have? Because we have a nurse 250,000 nurse shortage right now.
All right. Well, you keep getting sick. We'll make more doctors and nurses.
Yeah, we'll trade.
Yeah,
more.
I'm sure he's off the power grid too, Jim, because he doesn't use anything the government provides. He's a do-it-yourselfer. Okay, 57 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Representative Ron Kind, Democrat of Wisconsin, on the Celebrity Hotline this hour to handicap the president's health care press conference last night. And hour number three, Eric Bollert, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, to talk about the people who think the president's not a real citizen and doesn't have a birth certificate, blah.
In a baggie.
Blah. Exactly.
A sealed baggie.
No. This is Hour of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an estimated 32 miles per gallon highway, up to 600 highway miles on the tank, it's the most efficient, fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM Compact Crossovers segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Yay for GM.
Hooray.
Yay for GM being out of bankruptcy. Woohoo! Okay, the president last night at his healthcare press conference.
So everybody who's out there who has been ginned up about this idea that the Obama administration wants to spend and spend and spend, the fact of the matter is that we inherited an enormous deficit, enormous long-term debt projections. We have not reduced it as much as we need to and as I'd like to. But healthcare reform is not going to add to that deficit. It's designed to lower it.
Thank you. I'm sure that's the thing. He wanted to inherit this awful economy and the healthcare system in disrepair and the car companies and the
whatever
banks, just so he could hatch his evil socialist plot that he's been planning since kindergarten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Kenya.
Yes.
Kenya Garden, they call it.
Kenya Garden.
All right. He, God bless him, has to deal with right-wing tools like Senator Mitch McChinless, Republican of Kentucky.
Who has a birth certificate in a baggie.
Mm-hmm.
This is about getting the policy right. We don't wish anyone ill.
No.
No.
We want to get the policy right.
That's right. As you know, the Republicans don't wish you ill. They wish that.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
Yes. They would actually prefer if you would die and get the hell out of the system. Stop dragging us all down.
Mm-hmm. All you sick people in the system. What the hell are you doing there?
Mm-hmm. All right, leave it to O'Reilly to pinpoint what the president was missing last night, and that is a Ross Perot-like chart.
What?
If President Obama wants Americans to support an overhaul of the health care system, he's got to put it in bullet form. Like, remember Ross Perot? He's got to get the chart.
Pie charts.
So we know what's going to happen and who's going to pay for it. Otherwise, this is not going to fly.
Hmm.
For some of the slowest among us, like Bill O'Reilly, the chart would be...
Uh-oh. Do we need Rebecca?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to bust out Rebecca's Ross Perot impression.
Rebecca Baker, please report to the studio. Rebecca Baker, please report to the studio.
Nah, if only he was crazier, much like Ross Perot. All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Mama will be, check out the calendar section. I will be in San Francisco on Saturday.
That's right.
For Girls Night Out, an event for our Green 960 station there. Find out how to get tickets at StephanieMiller.com. Also, Saturday, August 8th in Seattle, for the big town hall, along with Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Find out how to get tickets to that. It's selling out fast, everybody. Okay, now here is noted Ross Perot impersonator. Why is she noted, Chris? Because it's the only impression she does.
That's right.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Okay, you heard what Bill O'Reilly said, that he feels the president needed Ross Perot charts on health care. So that means it's time for your Ross Perot impression.
Can I finish? I got a pie chart right here. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca.
There's so little call for that, and so when it comes up...
We have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's the deal. So you want ice cream on your pie chart?
All right.
It'll cost you extra.
Hey, speaking of Mama in San Francisco, Nicola in Berkeley, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Nicola.
Hello, Steph. I have to tell you, this is so wonderful. After 7 months of being unemployed, I got a great job, and my celebration is to take two girlfriends to San Francisco on Saturday night to see Mama.
What? Girls Night Out, everybody!
I'm so happy!
Me too. I can't wait to see you. All right, honey, I'll see you Saturday.
Okay, darling.
All right, bye. Woo!
Yay!
Woo! Leave the bras at home and bring the brown liquor.
There might be a few dudes there.
I think a couple might sneak in, like you, for instance.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scheduled to be there.
Will you wear a dress so you won't blend?
No.
Why do I get the feeling there's going to be a lot of gay guys there dressed like in Big Mama's house? I'd like to take extra police, see Stephanie.
Milligrams.
Well, they're not banning men. They're just not encouraging men to be there.
Okay, but I am.
Oh, you have an Adam's apple, sir. Ann Coulter, get out of here.
Get out of here, asshole, sir. All right. Julie from Seattle, as I mentioned, has alerted us to the fact that the Republicans will be solving health care at noon today.
Oh, really?
Yes, there's going to be a Republican health care solutions meeting. And the Boner will be there and the Eric Cantor.
With a pamphlet, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Julie writes, Mama, the House Republicans have a health care plan. Okay, not that, but they're fixing to get one, and they're going to do it in under 2 hours. They don't need a ginormous 1,000-page bill like the Democrats, that the Boner is, the Democrat ones that the Boner is fond of tossing about, so they make a big thud. They don't need a long, boring weeks of hearings where smarty pants witnesses go on and on about expert stuff that no one cares about. And most of all, they don't need numbers of any kind. On Thursday, after the usual homage to Curly, Larry, and Moe, press conference by Boner, Cantor, and Blount. The Republican Healthcare Solutions Group will get her done. Julie in Seattle. That's a woo.
Wow.
I feel better now. We're going to get some of them there, Republican Freedom Solutions.
I think you have Michael Steele there to explain it all.
I don't do policy.
I'm not an expert on healthcare, even my own.
Expert
really?
Expert on anything? I don't know. Do I have healthcare? I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just the way I roll.
Let's go to Bunny in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on the healthcare debate. Hey, Bunny.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I heard...
Or in your case, everybody.
I heard tonight that, with my big bunny ears, that there's supposed to be some big online anti-abortion rally called StopTheAbortionMandate.com, which is, they're claiming 100,000 people, so far only 22,000 are registered, and it's supposed to be against the Obama health care plan because it doesn't
ban abortion.
Government
have you, heard this? Like, this debate isn't complex enough. And now, and some of these bunny are Democrats that are opposed to federal funding for abortion, said the health care bill contains a hidden mandate that would allow taxpayer dollars to be used for abortions. Abortion's not mentioned in the bill at all.
Right. That's the hidden mandate.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The hidden part.
See?
They don't talk about it.
So, supporters say that means the legislation is neutral, you know.
One of the speakers is Jim Dobson from Pocus and the Fanny, and the other speaker is Frank Pavone from Priest for Life. So the Catholics who hate the Protestants and the Protestants who hate the Catholics are both getting together to do this.
Okay. All right. You have some crunchy audio goodness on this?
Yeah. This is Representative Bart Stupak, Democrat of Michigan.
Okay.
We cannot support any health care reform proposal unless it explicitly excludes abortion from the scope of any government-defined or subsidized healthcare plans.
Stop bringing abortion into this!
Don't we have enough problems with that, getting healthcare done without finding things that aren't even in the bill? I mean, the president and Max Baucus were like, well, that's not even...
Yeah,
we got a lot of work to do. It's not even mentioned. It's neutral.
Nothing in the bill mentioning the banning of human-animal hybrids.
God.
We will not vote for it unless the island of Dr. Moreau is blown up in a nuclear strike.
Sometimes I hate the U.S. House of Representatives. Just hate them.
We don't have enough things to fight about that are in the bill. Let's fight about things that aren't
in the bill. Yeah.
There's no provision for fighting off space aliens who might steal our DNA to form a new species on another planet.
Yes, you're absolutely right. There is nothing in there about that.
What about radioactive lizards from the Sea of Japan? Nothing.
What time is that debate scheduled for? Jason in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jason.
Hi. Hey, as much as I'd like to argue about it, John McCain was actually born in the Canal Zone in Panama, so he's technically on U.S. soil, which means he is eligible for
president. Yes. Well, here's the difference, Jason. We don't argue about stupid things like this in the Democratic Party. There was no movement.
Right.
John McCain couldn't be president because he was...
You know what? There are crazies on the left and crazies on the right who believe this crap.
More crazies on the right.
Well, but still, I'm not denying that there aren't crazies on the left either.
Of course there are. Tim in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
I was going to make the same point. I mean, you know, if we're going to argue about Barack Obama being in a territory, because technically wasn't Hawaii a territory when he was born
in
Hawaii?
No,
it was
a state.
No,
okay,
it was a state.
Yeah, 62 is when he was born. He was already a state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barry Goldwater
61.
Was born in Arizona when it was a territory. No one argued really about him.
He was still a territory?
Was he born in Arizona?
You know what, Tim? Here's the thing. I think my dad and Goldwater should have used that to avoid the landslide at the last minute.
maybe you should have. I don't know.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
we should have gone. You know what? We just realized he's not really eligible anyway. So,
when did Arizona become a state?
I don't know about anyone else, but I don't keep my birth certificate in a Ziploc baggie. You know, and no. It stays in a safe so that way no one can get my identity.
Yeah, I think crazy right-wing people do, apparently.
Apparently they are just that crazy. Maybe they want everyone to have credit cards under their name and everything like that. I just don't get this debate anymore. He is a legal citizen.
Yes, I thank you. All right. I guess we put that to rest for everyone but Lou Dobbs and his crazy listeners. Okay. Let's go to Steve in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, is Americans really as dumb as they appear to be to me?
Some are. Yes.
I mean, really, the president sat up and he spoke last night and he answered every single question concerning health care that was out there. But yet people still don't understand. I mean, he wasn't talking quantum physics.
I said that was my impression too. I understand, I think that's most pundits' job is to look to nitpick and look for the negative. I thought again, this isn't about the president's performance. You know, healthcare
right.
is really, really important. I thought you're right. I thought he answered the questions. You know, I don't know.
I don't understand. I watched Bill O'Reilly. I turned to his channel. The first thing he was saying was, I don't know what he was talking about. And I thought to myself, who are you talking to?
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly's not a smart man. President last night. Yeah, what's like with the questions about his health care plan? Like, that's the point, right?
I would be happy to abide by the same benefit package. I will just be honest with you. I'm the president of the United States, so I've got a doctor following me every minute. Which is why I say this is not about me. I've got the best health care in the world. I'm trying to make sure that everybody has good health care. And they don't right now.
Yeah, I mean, what a waste of time is that? Some stupid hypothetical question. Mr. President, would you be willing to follow... It's like, he's the president, you moron.
He's required to have a doctor following him.
His health is kind of relevant to a lot more people than just him. You know? Let's go to Rich in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Steph. I've got a really good idea for dealing with, like, these congressmen who think they have to pass a law about this whole birth certificate idea, Lou Dobbs, everybody. Just go online, find where you can get a copy of that birth certificate online, the one that Chris Matthews was waving around at the camera on Hardball the other night.
Yeah.
And then just mail it to these people with a little note that says, in case you missed it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them though, Rich, because evidence says no. They're immune to evidence of any kind. Yeah, I love this. I don't know which one is it. The Republican congressman that's doing the bill about Obama's birth certificate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, no, Chris, I'm doing this to try and put this issue to rest. And he's like, yeah, nice try. Okay, well. Yeah, all right. You're playing to the crazies. That's what you're doing.
You're the best female Chris Matthews impersonator out there.
I think so. I work at kids' birthday parties.
Yeah. Give me a thrill off my leg.
Yeah. I make balloon animals. How's that for a kitty? Fair enough? Okay. Kids. 20 minutes after the hour. Right back with more of the President's Press Conference and the right-wing tools response as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sharon in Florida on the healthcare debate. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Hello.
I am so angry, Stephanie.
Why?
Have you seen that commercial on CNN? I don't know how many other television stations. The woman from Canada who talks about the tumor in her hand. Well, I know the truth behind it. I was listening to the talk radio shows up in Canada yesterday. Apparently this tumor was like a cyst on the back of her head. She mortgaged her house for $100,000 because the healthcare system up there said that it was an elective surgery. It wasn't cancer. It wasn't a tumor. It was not life-threatening.
Because it was a cyst.
Raised $100,000, went to the Mayo Clinic, and they removed it from her head. Shame on the Mayo Clinic for taking that $100,000 from her, first of all.
Right.
But wasn't a life-threatening situation.
Yeah.
And these idiot conservative Republican wackos are believing this crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you saw the thing online, you know, somebody refuting all of these lies they tell about the Canadian healthcare system. I mean, it, you know, boy, if you read about it, it seems a heck of a lot better than ours. They're like pre-existing condition. Canadians are like, what's that all about?
And if you if you see Sicko, you know, Michael Moore talks to some of his relatives who are quite happy with the Canadian healthcare system.
Yeah.
And why do you think, you know, busloads of senior citizens from America go across the Canadian border to get their medicines? Because it's a lot cheaper
by
there.
Two-thirds or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, in Canada, you can, if it's not life-threatening, you may have to wait a couple of weeks or a couple 3 weeks. If it is life-threatening and serious, you go to the front of the line.
Yeah, once again, the fear-mongering is just completely based on lies on the right. I mean, let's go to Cindy in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. Steph. I wanted you to know that, come to find out, the Republicans do have a hidden mandate to support abortion in their four-point plan, and it's so hidden, even they don't know about it. Michael Steele said that one of their most important points is that the government cannot come between the decisions made by the patient and the doctor. So abortion could be one of those decisions.
Yeah,
they hadn't thought about that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's, they want you to have every decision.
Except that one. Yeah.
Right.
That one, that's not your decision. Wow. Okay. The president last night at the press conference.
Somebody told you that there is a plan out there that is guaranteed to double your health care costs over the next 10 years. That's guaranteed to result in more Americans losing their health care, and that is by far the biggest contributor to our federal deficit. I think most people would be opposed to that. Well, that's the status quo.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Yep. By the by, we're having trouble booking a Blue Dog Democrat, aren't we?
Interesting.
Not weird.
Yeah.
They said they're not doing any more press.
Interviews.
No questions.
They're like, oh, sorry, we've been bitch slapped by Ed Schultz. We can't. No more progressive press, I think, is what they mean by that.
Quite possibly.
We're having some weird consolation.
I'm sure Bill O'Reilly would be happy to talk to them.
May or may not have voted against the public option.
Hmm.
All right. The Blue Dogs apparently got a deal on health costs. They emerged from a three-hour meeting at the White House yesterday with a tentative agreement to give an outside panel rather than Congress the power to make cuts to government-financed health care programs. The bad news is it's a concession to one subgroup, the Blue Dogs. It's likely to inflame others. You know, that's, to me, the toughest thing about healthcare. There are just so many groups that are fighting for so many ridiculous different things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge in getting this done, is trying to keep everybody happy. 28 minutes after the hour, back with more on the healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She can't even talk. She just kind of lays there. It's really sad.
And a tiny bit funny. Oh my God, I think I'm getting a contact high.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Roz in Atlanta on healthcare. Hello, Roz.
Hey.
Hey.
Can we have a 101 civics lesson right quick?
Okay.
On abortion, it's already been made illegal for the government to pay for it when it goes back to 1976.
Right. The Supreme Court,
It's not even open to debate. Anybody that brings up abortion, to change the abortion law and any other bill, you have to reopen the entire thing. And if they bring it up on the floor of the House, you're supposed to be called out of order. It is, abortion is a big non-issue. And with
it's useful, though, in that the healthcare debate needs to be complicated further. I think that's helpful.
People are making it unnecessarily complicated by bringing it up. Don't you think they would have brought it up by now? Another thing, was I the only one that heard from millionaire talking heads last night?
From who?
Millionaire talking heads.
Exactly.
Their taxes are going to be raised.
It's the average middle class person that isn't being heard from, except for places like Stephanie Miller.
Exactly.
Oh, I understood everything the president said just fine. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, honey. All right. Yeah, it wasn't that hard unless you're Bill O'Reilly.
If you're poor, you have Medicare. If you're rich, you have access to whatever you want. If you're in the middle and you don't qualify
Yeah, and that's why there's such a disconnect on healthcare. When you go to any of these town halls around the country, what people are actually saying and what they're doing in Washington is
right.
just completely...
Bill O'Reilly was really, really confused last night.
Oh, poor Billy.
I just want everybody to know I have no partisan dog in this hunt.
Of course not.
I want everybody to know that, all right? I'm not coming at this like Obama's some socialist nitwit. That's not what I do here, okay? I am wanting to understand how President Obama is going to improve your life and my life in the health care, the vital health care realm. I want to understand. I have a master's degree from Harvard University that cost me $30,000 to get. I do not understand what the man is saying.
Well, for one thing, they're going to make it illegal for an insurance company to drop you because you get sick. And, you know, after you've paid into the system for years and years and years, suddenly, no, you're no in casa, and they're sure it's not going to pay you back
Chris,
any of the money you sent in.
Am I going out on a limb here by saying that I think Bill O'Reilly may be being, what's the word I'm looking for, disingenuous?
Yeah, just a skosh.
Perhaps.
You're a lying sack of crap.
I don't get it.
You're a lying, you know, steaming, stinking,
what's the problem?
Liquid crap.
You know who was being really disingenuous last night?
Hmm.
Dick Morris, who was on with Bill O'Reilly handicapping the press conference.
Just treat me as a guy from Levittown. All right. I'm making $55,000 a year, okay? And I want to ensure my family of... my wife and two children. Is Obama's plan going to help me?
No. Obama's plan is going to kill you.
Well, how is it going to kill me?
Because it will take away your doctor's ability to decide what care to give you.
Wow, that is a big fat lie. Wow.
You're a bald-faced liar. A liar.
Because it'll give your doctor the right to come to your house and kill you with a knife.
Obama's fearmonger munch. Obama's plan will kill you.
Yes,
it will kill you, Mr. $50,000 a year in Levittown. Wow. So unlike the insurance company's ability to come between you and your doctor right now, this will be different because,
it will take away your doctor's ability to make medical decisions.
You know, may I go on record as saying I think Bill O'Reilly may be a dumb guy?
Yeah.
What is with the press? I mean, they're asking these long, detailed questions, serving it up for him so he can just give a lecture. Look, maybe I'm a dumb guy.
Yeah.
But I do this for a living. I don't know what the plan is.
Computer, that's it.
Yes. I think you've summed it up. The plan is smart. You
are dumb. It's a very complicated situation. If they're asking complicated questions, it's because there are a lot of details to this thing that need hashing out.
Oh, dear God.
Your doctor will kill you. That's all you need to know.
Michael in Los Angeles.
I think disingenuous was the wrong word. I thought it might be Thule.
Thule.
Yeah.
Right-wing lying Thule.
I am not a right-wing tool. That is a right-wing tool.
Did you go to Tulane? You know?
Guys, you notice that a lot of people come here to Hollywood from around the world. I think it's because the Stephanie Miller Show's here.
Yes.
I talked to somebody from the UK recently, and they're very, very upset about their health insurance. They're very upset because the government is planning on auctioning it off to private industry.
Right.
Ah. Yeah, exactly. Their shows over there are doing the same fear mongering about American health insurance plans, right? You want the kind that they have in America? That kind of health care? Let's go to Kathy in Brooklyn. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Kath.
Oh, hi. Hi. Well, Bill O'Reilly has a what from where?
Yeah, he has a degree from Harvard.
Yeah.
Cost me $30,000. I never showed up for class, but I paid them the money.
Well, this is about the birthers, and this is kind of, I read the crazy sometimes. So I read yesterday where they see this actual birth certificate of Obama's, and they look at it. But then some of them are questioning whether or not Hawaii is a state.
Yes, well, it is.
In 1961, it had been a state for 2 years.
No, but they're wondering whether Hawaii went through the correct procedures.
I see. So Hawaii...
If they're a state, that they're not a state.
Do we need to rip a star off the flag?
So Hawaii is in on the conspiracy
and
to make the socialist Kenyan the president. And I bet Jack Lord was involved somehow. What?
Huh?
He's the guy from Hawaii Five-0. Right.
You know who was involved?
Who?
King Kamehameha.
Seriously. And Pele, the volcano goddess. It's all her fault.
We have angered the volcano goddess by making the Kenyan president. Steve in Orange County on healthcare. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey,
good.
One thing I want Obama to do is to get it right. In construction, we call it measure twice, cut once. If they push this through like George Bush would have and get it wrong, it could really make all Americans suffer, and especially Democrats, for many years to come. If he gets this right and they take their time, I'm not talking about three more years, you know, if they spend the next 6 to 8 months to iron everything out, it'll benefit us all. Because
I would get that in normal circumstances, but, you know, you have got to look at the Republicans' motivations. It is not to iron things out. It is to kill this. Yeah. It is to delay it until they can kill it so that they can hurt the president politically. That's the problem with delay, is we've been debating this since 1941. You know, that's the problem. I don't think what we need now is time.
Okay. Well, there's some things that I don't want to see in there, and I'm sure Chris will agree with me on this one. Undocumented people here in the States, are they going to be able to get this free health care? I don't think that's fair.
Right-wing tool, Chris?
Don't throw me into this conversation.
Well, Chris, we all know how you feel about illegal aliens, so I have
yeah.
to throw you in there.
Exactly. Well, yeah, will illegal immigrants be able to get abortions under this, huh?
Well, the illegal immigrants are clogging up the emergency rooms now.
That
so
is
people
true.
With actual emergencies can't get in because they're using that as their primary health care.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather have a national health plan that covers everybody living in the United States than people using
or
emergency rooms.
Or visiting the United States?
Well, and the other thing I mentioned the other day is, at times this debate reminds me of the comprehensive immigration reform debate, where they kept screaming, you're going to give amnesty to, how many millions was it, Chris? I don't remember.
A zillion.
Whatever.
And what
happened by not doing anything? They gave amnesty to the same 4 million people who are still here illegally.
And by the way,
they did nothing about it.
Being an American citizen and white doesn't protect you from infectious diseases like TB. That's antibiotic resistant. Yeah.
Do you think that health care should be afforded to people who are even visiting the United States?
Sure.
Like if you get...
I could go to Germany and...
Exactly.
And
if you get a hangnail in Germany, you can go to the doctor and they'll take it out for you. Mm.
Chris in Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Steph. How you doing?
Good.
I'll make this quick so I can go check Bill O'Reilly's NBA stats.
Good.
I'm going to go to Snopes in a couple of minutes. I'm really concerned about this because I think this is just a lost opportunity, and I'm going to toss this out for you guys to consider, is that what I told Ron Reagan on the phone a couple of weeks ago is that, to my mind, a single-payer proposal should have hit Congress's desk before the table settings got cleared at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, Obama should be walking back from single payer. He should not be walking backwards from a public option.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's my, you know, I hate to sound really radical about this, but...
No,
you know,
it's not radical.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, the majority of the American people want this, and, you know, I wish him a lot of luck. I hope he reclaims the debate, and I see a lot of, redeeming things on this, but this has got to be a step towards single payer. That's the only way that's going to resolve this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope so, too. All right, 42 minutes after the hour, back with some more surprising comments on the healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Mike in Madison on the president's press conference last night. Hello, Mike. I went to the wrong line. Hey, Mike. Welcome.
Yes. I wonder if anybody remembers what a Bush press conference was like. Bill O'Reilly, the reason why they can ask questions like that of President Obama is because he can actually answer them without saying something like, I got to repeat myself to catapult the propaganda.
Yeah, I agree that Bush's explanation of the cost drivers in Social Security was much clearer, really. He was the explainer in chief.
Changed
Jim,
my mother.
He was the explainer in chief, as you know.
Because the all which is on the table begins to address the big cost drivers. For example, how benefits are calculated, for example, is on the table.
For example.
Whether or not benefits rise based upon wage increases or price increases. I mean, there's a series of parts of the formula that are being considered.
And
when you couple that, those different cost drivers affecting those, changing those with personal accounts. The idea is to get what has been promised more likely to be or closer delivered to what has been promised.
I don't understand. I don't know what I'm talking about. I heard some words in the little microphone in my ear.
Yes, we can all agree President Obama doesn't speak with nearly the clarity that President Bush brought to his explanations.
Got all jumbled up somehow.
Complicated.
Plus I'm drunk.
All right. The president last night commented on the Cambridge police arrested the black professor for, breaking into his own house because he forgot his keys.
Mm-hmm. Walking the Cambridge block. Police acted stupidly.
Oh,
in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cambridge police are a little up in arms about that comment.
Yeah, well, they got his ID with his address on it.
Yeah.
And he's breaking into his own house.
Yeah. The president, again.
I don't know all the facts. What's been reported, though, is that the guy forgot his keys. Jimmied his way to get into the house. There was a report called into the police station that there might be a burglary taking place. So far, so good, right? I mean, if I was trying to jigger into, well, I guess this is my house now, so it probably wouldn't happen. But let's say my old house in Chicago. Here I'd get shut.
Yeah.
May I go on a limb and say, I don't think the president actually has keys to the White House.
No.
I don't think he had to fumble in his pocket after that date to New York and drunkenly look for... Which one is it, Michelle?
That's one good thing about being the president. You don't have to carry your keys around.
Right.
And
more
you probably
money.
Don't even have to carry a wallet.
All right.
You know me.
You don't even need an American Express.
No.
Bob in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Bob.
Hey there. This is also on greatpanthers.org.
America's Got Talent.
Conservatives and Republicans want to kill health care reform, my friend. Their shock and awe campaign of fractured facts will never end. They just want your benefits to benefit their Wall Street friends. And we pay through the nose for the CEOs and corporate dividends.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
Well, profit before people and greed before goodwill is their battle cry as they move in for the kill. We the people are collateral damage, nothing less, nothing more. Make nothing sick about it. We are in an all-out war. Big health insurance went to Congress to ensure its own survival. And ensure health care reform arrived there dead on arrival. I've said it once before, and I will say it once again. Don't want to pay through the nose to the CEOs and corporate dividends.
Okay, Bob. So, Oops, something happened there.
Wow.
Sorry about that. Thank you. So you think you can sing. Okay.
No, I mean, he was good. Long songs don't work for talk radio.
On the longish side for us, but thank you. That was delightful.
That's why we keep things to a minute or less here on the Stephanie Miller Newscast.
But there are 12 more verses.
No!
Hey,
second verse, same as the first, a little bit longer.
He'll call back and say, you cut me off.
No, yes, I did, on purpose. Elaine, and that always happens to that line, Chris. You know how that happens.
Oh, shucky darn.
Elaine in Chicago.
Hi, Stephanie. I won't sing to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm concerned about that special panel that the president agreed to with the Blue Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Special panels, they often have special interests on them,
yeah.
And they're not transparent, and we don't vote for the people on it. So I think that's a really bad idea.
Well, it's just, here's what I worry about. It's just trying to, give too many, concessions to too many groups, and then other groups go, hey, we want the, it's just that's the problem. It becomes endless, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Dog signaled Wednesday Congress is far from fulfilling the president's goal of overhauling health care. We're making progress, however, we have a long way to go. said the head of the Blue Dog.
Like the end of Obama's second term? Is that the how far you're going to drag it out?
Jim, did you hear the story yesterday about Charlie Rangel?
Charlie Rangel? Hey, it's that mimic.
Oddly enough, reporters overheard a remark he made. Wasn't meant to be public, but it's really hard for Charlie Rangel, Hank Rangel, to whisper.
Yes.
Because
I'm talking as quietly as I can.
He said no one wants to tell the speaker she's moving too fast, and they damn sure don't want to tell the president, he said to a fellow lawmaker as they walked into a meeting, and it oddly was overheard because he is...
Charlie Rangel?
Yes.
What? I am whispering. What are you talking about? It doesn't get any quieter than this.
Everyone else is yelling. Is Charlie Rangel's whispering? Let's go to Holly in Manhattan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Holly.
Hey.
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 Go ahead.
Oh, what's wrong with this statement from a previous caller a few callers ago, which was, do you want illegal aliens to get this free medical coverage?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was wrong in that statement?
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim made the point that, you know, the reason now you can't get in the emergency room is because,
No. The word is free. This plan is not for free.
Right, yes, I got it.
Coverage. It's for a plan that everybody could buy.
Yes, exactly.
And pay for.
Right, but Jim made the good point is what he's saying is when you...
I'm saying if we did have single payer...
Because when you use emergency room for primary care,
the point
obviously
is,
that...
The point is, if your nanny has non-treatable tuberculosis, your kids have it too, and so do you. You can't just say, well, you people can't have health care. We do, so we're fine. But
okay, and also, one more thing.
Yes.
Be sure to see Virginia Fox on YouTube. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you.
The North Carolina representative?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. It really is the spirit of the Republicans.
Yeah. She's the one that called the Matthew Shepmer murder a hoax.
That
it wasn't
right.
really a hate crime or because he was gay.
She's an extra big bucket of crispy wing nut.
Yes, she is indeed.
What
is the fool me once? What is that? What is the clip about? I missed it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, actually.
Oh.
I can't stand to look at her.
Yeah, she's very hard to look at.
She's nausea-inducing.
She looks like a cross between the crazy hair John McCain town hall Muslim woman and the baggy woman. She looks like a cross between those two right-wing delights.
With a little bit of Barbara Mikulski thrown in.
Now.
What?
Let's go to... Oh, you figure we'll never book her again anyway.
No, we're not going to book her. So.
Will in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Will.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just a little bit of an update news for you. Michael Jackson's still dead, number one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just in case anybody missed that. Also, the other thing I knew that I found out yesterday, everybody's aware of the fact that United Healthcare last quarter alone, $87 billion in profit, a rise of 155% over last year.
Yeah.
What other companies out there are making 155% profit off the backs of Americans?
In this economy.
In this economy, right. Stephen Helmsley, who's the CEO of United Healthcare, $9.34 million. The CEO, $4 million. And the next, the CFO, $11 million. That doesn't even include their options that they got. That's actual cold hard cash in their pocket.
Yeah, let me give you a little FYI, a little breaking news for all y'alls. The health insurance companies, they don't really care about you.
No.
By the way, so there's new ads that are also out to confuse you. It seems like they're backing the president's plan. Yeah, they're voicing support for a central element of the Obama administration's plan, making sure everyone is covered. But I'll tell you what statistics they use and how in that ad to trick you. As we continue, 57 minutes after the hour, that tinsel talk and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Eric Bollert, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, on the Celebrity Hotline this hour to talk about birthers. People still demanding to see President Obama's birth certificate. Okay, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Chevy Open House. We made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only. Woohoo! All right, the president gave his big press conference on health care last night. David Axelrod, his senior advisor.
Yesterday. Even if they pass on the floors of the House and the Senate, there's still a lot of work to be done before this is done.
Yes, and so we will have to listen to the blathering of a lot more right-wing tools like Mary Madeline.
The big government Democrats have been trying for 60 years to have big government health care, and their repeated failure hasn't killed a one of them. And I could make a contrarian argument that to lose today would be augur well for tomorrow. If he wins these role of government, these fights, he cannot get reelected in 2012. That's just the reality. So if he's taken a long view, he should not be so breathless about getting done.
Oh, he's being breathless.
Yes.
And Dick Morris, for instance, is very reasoned.
Literally breathless.
He gets winded by a long sentence. He's in such bad shape.
What I'm trying to say is...
Oh, by the way...
Sounds like Wonder Bug.
But the problem, Bill, is clearly...
Yeah, did you hear him last night? I think he, wow. Speaking of getting breathless, he summed it up by saying the president wants to kill you.
Yes.
Just treat me as a guy from Levittown.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm making $55,000 a year, okay? And I want to ensure my family of my wife and two children.
Mm-hmm.
Is Obama's plan going to help me?
No. Obama's plan is going to kill you.
Well, how is it going to kill me?
What?
Because it will take away your... doctor's ability to decide what care to give you.
No, that's incorrect.
No, that's what the insurance companies do now. They'll drop you. Oh, sure, the doctor will say you need this treatment, but your insurance company won't pay for it because you have the temerity to get sick.
By the way,
sir,
if you
we're
think
gonna cover that.
If you think Dick Morris is an expert on health, look at him.
Well, see, we have the best health care in the world. This is why such a fine specimen of a man because my doctor is unhappy. By socialistic.
He sounds like a dying Model T.
It's like Jack Benny's Maxwell.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you listen to the first part of that answer, it was.
No.
He couldn't even get through no.
And did you hear him cough in the middle of that?
Yeah.
Clack! $55,000 a year. That's lunch money.
Okay.
Lunch.
All right.
I need more food. Look at me, I'm wasting away.
He's crazier than a birther, in my opinion. What can I say? We got to talk to Eric Bollert about the new birther movement. Yikes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
Did you see this? It's like this town hall with this crazy woman. Did you see she had a birth certificate in a baggie?
I
want
to know. I have a birth certificate here with a seal on it. Why are you people ignoring his birth certificate?
I want to go back to the good old days.
This is unconstitutional.
And I want my country back.
He's black!
Well, what was even scarier is the people cheering.
Sometimes you feel like a
nigga. Yeah. Kill him!
The Republican Party. Democrats?
No.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
I don't like the fact that he thinks us white people are trash. Because we're not.
Yeah!
Yeah, baggy woman has replaced crazy hair woman in my affections now.
Yeah, I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
And then John McCain's response, remember, was even worse.
He's a decent family man, citizen.
Unlike Muslims, he's a good, decent family man.
Oh. I want my country man, even Muslim.
By the way, some Arabs are Christian.
Yes.
Muslim and Arab are not synonymous.
Arab is not a religion.
Oh, boy. He's an Arab. All right. Yeah, and I believe the president opened his press conference last night by saying, by the way, white people are trash. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I just want to start by saying.
His mother was white people.
Mm-hmm. That's what he meant. His mother was trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, science stack, Jim. A new species of horny toad has been identified in California.
Ah, the horny toad in California is stealing my act with the groping and the fondling and the rubbing of the boobies and things of this nature.
It's not that kind of horny.
That's a joke. That's a joke about the governor being a groper. Okay.
It's a kind of fish, the groper.
All right. And drunk stack, guess what?
What?
Cocktail culture is back.
Hooray!
The return of the old man cocktail. Which
Gemini
we...
Christmas, my stars and garters. It's about time.
Donald Rumsfeld time again.
Donald Rumsfeld's bellying up to the bar.
It'll in the bars from Los Angeles to D.C. Mixologists.
Anything with Ryan Bitters.
Ryan
said there's
Bitters.
A renaissance of crafted cocktails. Oh, what grandma used to call a highball.
My grandparents taught me how to make a highball at the age of 8.
I bet Rachel Meadow
makes
it.
That's come in handy in radio.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned, the Tom Collins, and the martini are a few of the drinks that are
You've
back.
You've got to have Rachel Maddow be your bartender at one of at your next party.
Oh, how great would that,
wouldn't that be?
Oh, my God.
Oh. There's a one popular recent class in D.C., How to Drink Like Mad Men. That's the movie where Washingtonians learn to make a vodka gimlet or a Manhattan.
It's a TV show.
Yes,
Mad Men.
Yes.
Yes. It's very good.
An old-fashioned, would you like to know, bourbon, simple syrup, bitters. Bitters in every old man drink.
That's right.
Two orange slices, two brandy cherries. A Tom Collins is gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, soda water, orange slice, and brandied cherry. Mm. A dry martini, of course, gin, vermouth, a chilled olive, and a lemon twist. There you go.
I'm not a fan of the martini.
Why aren't there any drinks with rye in it, like my landlady in New York used to drink, Kay Rooney?
I'm not fond of maraschino cherries.
At 9 in the morning.
Not so much, but.
Stevie, come in for a glass of rye.
At no. 9 in the morning.
No, thank you.
Computer says no.
No.
Did you ever, the rye in my coffee.
Did she ever stumble around the hallways of your building? Just, I mean, you got to be drunk by 4 if you start
Jimmy,
at 9.
I better rye.
She never sent you to go get her some rye, did
you?
No,
she always had rye. 50. Oh, she was never out of rye.
Now, was it in jugs with 3 X's on the side?
No, that's corn liquor.
Oh, that's corn liquor?
That's corn liquor.
Okay.
Take it off the shelf. Come on down.
That's what I think of when I think of rye.
I remember she used to leave me a long...
Jethro, give me that jug with the 3 X's on it.
She used to leave me long, drunken, rambling messages on my machine about recycling or...
Whatever.
Jeez, Karen, listen. I've told you once, I've told you a million times, you can't up with the bottles, you with the papers and the cans, I'll get a summons.
She's Susan Estrich.
Exactly. All right.
Although check. I think Susan Estrich is less a fan of rye than Kay Rooney.
Listen, you need rye if you're going to go on the Fox News.
That's true.
Let's check some entertainment news, shall we?
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my friend said to me the other day, she was remembering one night I had some friends at my house and I was going to do Larry King.
Yeah.
And she said, you're my hero. You had like a Sudafed and a... I must have had a little cold or something. I had what's the other thing? A Benadryl, a Sudafed, and she's a few glasses of wine, and you still, and you were fabulous. And I said, well, thank you.
Wow. That takes some doing. Little...
Then you collapsed immediately.
Yeah. All right. Megan Fox turned down the chance to play a Bond girl opposite Daniel Craig in the next installment of the 007 franchise.
I don't think she's smart enough to be a Bond girl, actually.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
She refused the offer because she wanted to have a bigger part in the film than secretly than simply playing the love interest, which is, I guess, not big enough for her. Hmm. Sir Sean Connery, former Bond, was involved.
Oh, hey. So it seems the House of Cards is about to tumble, eh? I read when Megan Fox, she of the squirrely tattoos and proud promiscuity, turned down the chance to be a Bond girl. She said it was because she wanted to have a more central role in the film, and not just the love interest to Bond. I take that to mean she wanted to be the only woman in the relationship. Must be difficult for the young and beautiful little biscuits to be upstaged in the femininity by Daniela, standing there and radiating estrogen as he does. I was there once, so take it from me. The lassies love to fall in love with their leading man. It makes their performances ever so much more believable, to themselves and the audience. How is a lust bucket like Ms. Fox going to turn in a performance that's heterosexual in the slightest after an afternoon of twittering with that Ponzi Sassenach git about shoes and feminine hygiene products of a cosmopolitans? Even that sub-adolescent child of birth has made little time with the Megan creature, and his testes have yet to descend fully. No, the course of action is clear. Raid the cast of La Cage aux Folles, find Daniela her helpmeet, and change the name of the franchise. Bung. James Bung. I'll be sure.
All right. And finally, Adam Sandler says fatherhood has ruined his sex drive. He said he instantly thinks of his second daughter when he sees his wife naked. He said, I don't see women as sexual beings anymore. When I see a vagina, seriously, all I want to do is powder it. I just don't want them to get rashes. There's nothing arousing about it. When my wife is naked in front of me, I think, should I get a diaper? That is so romantic.
Wow.
We have some more of Adam's thoughts.
From here to Carolina, when I see a vagina, nothing could be finer than changing diapers in Regina. I get a case of angina when I see a vagina. I can't get busy with my wife, it's such a drag. Having two daughters turned me into a big... Put on your spectacles, try and find my testicles, from the east to the westicles, where the f*** are my testicles, my life is a big mesticles, being a dad has taken both my nads.
Okay.
It's a new version of the Chronicle song.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Who knew how many things rhymed with that? That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you like more Jim Ward Falderall.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True, for which there's a tie-lead at the Stephanie Miller website, stephanmiller.com. And buy the downloadable album.
How many words do rhyme with vagina?
I think I covered them all.
I think we got them all. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. Uh-huh. Done. Our work is done here. All right. Where's my Dragnet music? The feds have raided Dr. Conrad Murray's office. He's had the misfortune to be Michael Jackson's cardiologist.
No.
It was there when he died.
Nice.
The traveling cardiologist. The Houston office of Dr. Conrad is currently being raided by federal authorities. They're looking for all medical records pertaining to Michael Jackson. Two LAPD detectives are also arrived on the scene, along with members of the Houston Police Department, the DEA's Tactical Diversion Team. Holy moly, and a dozen or so other DEA agents were there as
well.
So
there's a Tactical Diversion Team?
Wow, we...
What, they had to create a diversion?
Apparently.
Look over here!
I don't know what the diversion is, but yeah. Something. All right.
Wow.
Oh, look, shiny keys.
Okay. Delisted.com, one of our... Oh!
Oh, it's the diversion squad! Run!
Yeah, they just carry go around shaking keys at people.
Yeah, I don't know what it says, diversion, Michael Jackson. Look over here, Emmanuel Lewis has a stomach ache. What? Okay.
No, that would be for Michael Jackson. They were trying to divert
the
doctor.
I see.
Michael Jackson
my
is...
bad. Delisted.com, one of our favorite purveyors of snark.
Yes.
Has a hilarious piece about Kathy Lee. They say on the drunk hour of today's show, because that's the last
fourth
hour.
Fourth hour, yeah.
Tori Spelling said it was hump day. This caused a giant bubbly question mark to form above Kathy's head because she claims she's never heard the term hump day.
What?
Hump day being used to describe the middle of the week. Kathy then said that hump day for her and Frank is usually on Thursdays. Oh, God. I would say it's too early for this, but it's always too early to hear about Kathy and Frank awkwardly smashing into each other's weathered genitals.
I'm guessing that'll be on SNL this weekend.
Oh,
this is snarky. Yeah. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, back to some more.
I really feel sorry for Hoda Kotb. Her, the Kathy Lee's co-host on the fourth hour.
I feel sorry for her just for her name.
Well, yeah.
Oh, dear. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, back with a skosh more celebrity stack and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
To be honest, I've never seen such dysfunction.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh my God. Have you seen Michelle Obama's sleek new hairdo? It is fabulous. It's a new shorter look.
You know what? Look at her hair makes her look like the mom in Family Circus.
At least she doesn't wear mom jeans like her husband.
That is true.
All right. Oh, Chris, you're going to need to cancel your next vacation, which I'm sure you were going to see the Cheddar Cheese Neil Armstrong sculpture.
Because, I was.
It has melted. Sorry to say.
It's one small step for a hunk of cheese.
Well, at least it's now
one
gooey.
Giant pot of cheese fondue.
At least it's now ooey gooey and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Officials at the Ohio Museum dedicated to Neil Armstrong say a cheddar cheese sculpture of the astronaut softened and fell from its base.
Did they leave it out in the sun?
Nearly one ton of cheese fell from the base of the. It's the air conditioning unit turned off by mistake.
Now it's Velveeta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But melted cheese is so good. Mm. Oh my God.
Speaking of sun melted cheese, though.
That's true.
Speaking of good, guess who the latest celebrity is to get their own perfume? Amy Winehouse.
What?
Oh.
Who wouldn't want a perfume that smells like vomit and gin?
Yeah. And cigarettes.
It's going to be called...
And heroin.
It'll be called Pool of Sick. Okay. The Superficial.com writes... Kiefer Sutherland bends the law to his will.
Oh, no.
Kiefer Sutherland will not face charges for drunkenly headbutting fashion designer Jack McCullough, according to the AP. Misdemeanor assault charges against the actor are being dropped because the alleged victim wouldn't cooperate with prosecutors. Because he's Jack Bauer, so he would, retaliate.
Wow.
Superficial.com writes, Jesus, leave it to Kiefer Sutherland to prove that drowning yourself in whiskey really does make you above the law, which coincidentally means the leprechaun who tells me to drink every morning was right. I'm sorry I doubted you, Mr. Tiny Shoes. Here's an M&M. What's that? The ones at the bar are more delicious? Get your coat. All right, Jim, here's a conspiracy sausage I'd like to slip you this morning. Osama bin Laden's son was probably killed by a U.S. missile strike in Pakistan earlier this year.
Interesting.
The counterintelligence official said it was 80 to 85% certain that Saad, he's one of my favorites. Saad bin Laden, who was in his 20s.
He's not as good as Gummo, but...
Maybe he joins his father in being dead.
Yeah, maybe he was starting to talk about his dad being dead, so he needed to be dead also.
All right, speaking of problem spots around the world, Hillary Clinton has said North Korea has no friends. And that it must denuclearize.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right.
Oh, here we go.
That's
okay.
Pretty.
Hey, pick up James Taylor.
And you need
you're behind the eight ball.
All right, we get
yeah,
the
I
idea.
Said that already.
Yeah. All right.
Close your eyes and think of me. Catch up!
Yeah, James Taylor seems really, really slow.
U.S. Shadow Poke!
By the way, can I have some love music, please? Speaking of Hillary Clinton, she describes her courtship as Obama's chief diplomat. He was persistent and persuasive, certain they could have a great relationship, generous in giving her everything she wanted. In the end, the relationship became everything she could have hoped for. He was Barack Obama putting together his administration as president-elect. She was Hillary Clinton, Obama's main rival. That is... There's really some touching moments to this. I'll get to those next. And Eric Moeller from Media Matters on the Crazy Birthers as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like asking me to choose between Sarah Jessica Parker and
Stephanie Miller
in a hot body weird face contest. It can't be done.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I am Stephanie Miller, and I have my birth certificate in a baggie. And that's why you know you're listening to a true American radio show. If only there was someone. Yeah. Wow. Who is it, Jim?
Hey, it's that senior fellow. He's not that old. At Media Matters for America, Eric Fuller.
One of our favorites. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You know, I normally at Media Matters, you comment on things in journalism. The fact that this is even considered journalism, reporting on the birther movement is... somewhat hilarious, isn't it?
I know, and the thing is, and you know, Lou Dobbs has really stepped out and decided to be the cheerleader, at least for now. I don't know if he realized he was going to get absolutely pummeled the way he has. But, yeah, I mean, Lou Dobbs used to be a journalist. I mean, in the 80s and early 90s, I mean, he used to win awards and things like this.
Now, I know.
He's got his radio show, and he's got his TV show, and he just sort of traffics in this nonsense.
Well, I know. I mean, I heard this exchange on his radio show with the caller, you know, the birther caller, and with him saying, well, your point is certainly valid. No, it's not.
No, yeah, and that was sort of, I think that was like July 15th. He just sort of waded into it, and he was getting these calls, and he's saying, well, you might be, like a couple days later, he was like, oh, my God, you know, I've discovered the greatest conspiracy ever. I mean, that early sort of polite, you may be right, that just vanished, and he just sort of went totally all in with this stuff. He had the crazies on who have the lawsuits and things like that, and it's really been pretty astonishing to watch. And the only good thing is, like I said, he's been pummeled, and we've actually seen some conservative commentators coming forward and saying this stuff is just nonsense, it's killing us, why are we even talking about this?
Right. I saw that exchange that you write about Chris Matthews, which was hilarious. I mean, we have an actual Republican congressman putting a bill forward.
Yeah, well, Dan Burton has signed on as co-sponsor, if you're not at all surprised.
And of course he tries to go on hardball and say, oh, no, we're just trying to put this to rest, Chris. And Chris is like, yeah, nice try.
Yeah, and it's funny because, I mean, this story is a year old. I mean, it was just about 12 months ago that, on the Obama campaign put his, you know, his birth certificate online to try to debunk all this stuff, and sort of the category of all good no good deed goes unpunished. They then decided to take the birth certificate that was posted and then hatch this far more elaborate claim about it's a forgery, he's not eligible to be president. And here's the thing that I wrote about and I think is important. Like, if you just look at it in this small realm, it's nutty and it's funny and it's sort of funny and it's sort of scary, but the larger push is clearly an attempt to make Obama seem suspect and foreign and not like us.
Right.
You know, the Manchurian candidate. He's not who he says he is.
Yeah.
And we saw this sort of this scare tactic with, when Bill Clinton took over. You know, it wasn't so much his policies that the right wing went crazy about. It was, him. He wasn't trustworthy. He had no moral grounding. He was a monster. He wasn't legitimate. And we're seeing the same thing with Obama.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's, the woman with the birth certificate in the bag.
Yeah.
That woman. It really is. She's another version of the John McCain town hall woman, right? He's an Arab.
And the key line in her little speech before she led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance was when she said, I want my country back.
Yeah.
Like, i.e., who is this guy? He's not legitimate. He's not one of us. You know, there's something wrong. We got to get rid of him. I want my country back. This idea that certainly Fox News has been pushing since Inauguration Day, that this guy has taken over your country, and as patriots, you need to take it back. And
mm-hmm.
It's a really dangerous type of rhetoric.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, in the Urban Dictionary, they say a birther is it's a derogatory term used by those that oppose requiring President Obama to produce the long-form version of his birth certificate against those that do desire such proof. So what is this all based on, the long-form, short-form thing?
Yeah,
in 1961, Hawaii would produce a short-form version of its birth certificate for those born in foreign countries. However, the long-form version would produce such facts as attending physician, hospital, time of birth, etc., blah, blah, blah. The short-form, anyway, what is this whole thing about, short-form or long-form?
The short-form is what the Obama campaign has posted online that everyone has seen and lots of reporters have seen and touched. It is the official Hawaii documentation of Barack Obama's birth. And now the conspiracy theorists have said, well, where's the long form? Where's the original? They say the short form is just sort of this document that says, well, somewhere in a vault there's an actual long form, but we accept the short form. And so what they're saying is they want to sort of hurdle over the short form, and they're still looking for this long form, and that until they get that old-fashioned long form, they're not going to be satisfied, and Lou Dobbs thinks there's a document problem. What they completely ignore is this relentless announcement from the state of Hawaii that the short form birth certificate is the legal state document.
Right.
He gets a passport. He gets a drive. Anything you want to do in the state of Hawaii where you you need identification, the form that they have and the form that they use is the legal form.
Well, Hawaii.
So the birthers want to the birthers say the state of Hawaii is basically in on this too.
Well, exactly. Well, clearly, Hawaii is foreign sounding and suspect, Eric, and they're clearly in on this whole thing. As are their newspapers that published the birth announcement. They would have had to have been in on it too.
That's right. The Barack Obama's parents phoned in his birth announcements to the Honolulu newspaper in 1961 from Kenya.
yes, clearly.
Under the notion that one day he would run for president.
Yes, because as you know, Eric, Hawaiian newspapers are notoriously easily tricked. And
so
yeah,
like
exactly.
Any good conspiracy theory, everyone is in on it.
Of course, it was a Kenyan socialist plot that was launched long ago.
But the funny thing, I mean, if you're just talking conspiracy, I mean, a good conspiracy has like hundreds of moving parts that no one can really figure out. You know, think of Whitewater. You know, I mean, there was all these cast of characters, and you could always keep moving the pieces. With this, it's sort of weird, and like this year-long conspiracy theory is based around a single document. And the state of Hawaii has said this the document is legit. So normally,
so they're saying they don't have a long form document, is what they're saying. Their document.
This
yeah.
is it. Okay. I mean, you can look, but this is it. And so this is a strange conspiracy theory in that it's built around an incredibly simple premise. And they just sort of keep not banging their heads against the wall, saying it's much more complicated than
but
that.
But, Eric, do any of them explain how the Hawaiian newspapers would have been involved in this?
Literally. I mean, they might have phoned it in.
Oh.
Yeah.
From Kenya. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, the document, the short form, is clearly a forgery. They've already proven that, in case you're wondering.
Mm.
So that is sort of knocked out of the box, and then it becomes a much more freewheeling discussion.
Oh, dear. Eric, before we let you go, I want to get your take on some actual news, some real news, for the president's press conference and what's happening with health care. Because, once again, he's just combating so many out-and-out lies in the right-wing media about the health care plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Republicans have really adopted sort of the kitchen sink approach, and the problem is, you know, Republicans literally have no access to the levers of power in Washington, but in terms of the Beltway press, whatever Republicans say is hugely important. And so when they go to the kitchen sink sort of mentality, sort of everything they throw out is immediately embraced and repeated. You know, we saw that phony flow chart from a week or so
right.
ago, which was immediately, you know, bandied all over TV as somehow representing any sort of facts. So it's a very difficult task. I mean, anytime you want to push through sort of true reform and historic legislation, you know, you not only have to deal with the politics, you have to deal with this noise machine, which is absolutely, as Senator DeMint from South Carolina has talked about, is committed to making sure this fails. And the press is just going along with it, and we're getting a lot of process but not a lot of substance, which, you know, which is what they sort of do all the time.
But, you know, Eric, the thing that concerns me, and I'm sure you too, is that, you know, obviously some of the polling is showing some of this is working. Do you think it's going to work in the long term, or are we going to get health care reform?
Well, it's interesting. The polling, if you look at do Americans support health care reform, and specifically do they support the type that Obama and Democrats are talking about, that number has remained relatively strong.
Mm-hmm.
But the press doesn't really pay attention to that number. They're much more interested in this sort of weird question of how was Obama dealing with health care, and we've seen that number fall. But what does that mean? I mean, liberals might be disappointed with how he's dealing with health care.
Yeah.
Conservatives might be disappointed. It doesn't mean anything, but it's gone down sort of dramatically in the last couple weeks. So the press sort of gloms onto that. But the poll numbers that show a clear majority of Americans want health care reform, that has sort of gone down the memory hole. And we see a lot of sort of Chicken Little reporting about the legislative process. And there's no question it's hard, and there's no question he's facing hurdles, and that's all legitimate news. But it would be nice if they kept the perspective that, you know, he's still on the same page with the majority of Americans.
Yep, absolutely. Eric Boehner, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress.
No, Media Matters for America.
Oh, pardon me.
God.
Media Matters for America. Oh, dear God.
Stephanie.
See, now I'm going to have to be corrected in Media Matters.
We're going to put a post up right now.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Eric. We appreciate it as always. All right. There he goes. Oh, it's not as bad as the time you screwed up the title of Larry King's book. 43 minutes after the hour.
That's why we need to have Jim just announce and thank all of our guests.
All right. 43 minutes.
That neither one of us can screw it up.
All right. How the Republican senators are going to vote on Sonia Sotomayor, or as Mike Huckabee calls her, Maria, when we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Alfonso in Chicago on healthcare. Hey, Alfonso.
Yeah, hi.
Hi,
Steph. I wanted to kind of reply to the folks commenting about illegal aliens, quote unquote, and they're receiving universal health care by sharing an experience I had when I was in France a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a college teacher, and occasionally I would do student tours of Europe. And we were in France and about to see the Eiffel Tower, and one of my students threw out her back.
Mm-hmm.
With agonizing pain. We called an ambulance, which took her to a public hospital in Paris. So a public hospital in a large metropolitan, world-class city. Well, from the time we walked in the hospital doors to the time she was discharged, 2 hours. The ambulance ride was free. The emergency room was free. The attending physician was free.
Wow.
The medicine and treatment he gave her was free. The only thing she had to pay for was when she was discharged, the attending MD gave her a prescription for painkillers for the next day to fill out at a pharmacy because the hospital pharmacy was closed. Now, I don't know how much she paid for that, but I'm pretty sure it was less than she paid a U.S. drugstore.
Yeah.
And then here's the crucial point. We weren't French citizens. We weren't residents. We weren't even illegal immigrants living in that country. We were tourists just passing through.
Yep.
And the next day we're on a train to Italy. And that's because over there health care is considered a human.
Yep. And that's why France is number one in the World Health Organization's rankings of the best health care in the world. So, there you go. There's the right wing fear mongering. And then there's the truth.
Free health care. Yeah. Free health care. Woo!
Yeah,
and it doesn't hurt the French, medical industry, because they have a lot of advances in medicine coming out of France.
Let's find out what health care is all about in Canada from John in Winnipeg. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Can you hear me good? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I'm here in Canada. Really what we want is the best service possible for the dollars allotted. It's a really simple thing. We have one of our most popular political authors, Linda McQuaig. It's been covered in the Globe and Mail, our national newspaper, on CBC National News. The fact is, you guys pay twice as much per capita for health care services. We get universal health care. You guys are then expected to go out and buy insurance. It's understanding that you guys have middlemen that don't need to be there.
Yep.
In every other industrialized country, we don't have owners of HMOs taking as much as 70% of your investment. Understand, the government says we need to tax you for health care services. They don't say they're going to give it to a billionaire. In every other industrialized country, the money goes to a doctor or a nurse or to treat somebody who needs medical attention. In your country, the money's being pilfered because you're not getting the best service possible for the dollars allotted.
I think you speak for all of us when you say healthcare in America. What is that all about? Am I right?
Well, they don't speech impediments. I haven't checked if they've got a
No one says a boot.
I kid.
A boat.
I kid. All right. David Axelrod making the same point I think the president made, that this whole, it's going to drive up the deficit.
People need to understand that health care costs are the single greatest driver of the federal deficits into the future, and we have to address that issue. It's not, if not now, then we're going to pay the price for it later.
Okay, Senator Kent Conrad, a Democrat of North Dakota.
Well, it's certainly important for us to listen to the president. He is eager to move a package along, and good for him. But this is hard. There's just no way around it.
Yeah, he's a bit of a blue dogger.
A little bit of a, yes. A little bit of a. But that's why Senator, or excuse me, President Kennedy said, we must do it because it's...
We do these things not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Senator Max Baucus, Democrat.
He is rebutting a lot of the negative comment that that some of the Republican Party have been saying against health care reform. That's the major portion of his statement. That's what he wants to do. In the meantime, he met with Blue Dogs because Blue Dogs had some concerns.
Senator Chuck Grassley, he who is dating sugary drinks.
Yeah, it rhymes with Astley.
Yes. He doesn't want this done quickly because why? That might be a win for the president politically.
The president can push all he wants to, mm-hmm. but we're committed to doing it right because restructuring our health care system, restructuring one-sixth of the economy ought to be done right, and a date certain isn't going to help. Mm-hmm. And I hope the president tonight does not say a date certain. I believe that he needs to be realistic. He was a member of the United States Senate. He knows nothing gets done in the United States Senate quickly.
Mm, particularly if it's something that he wants done. That might be a win for the American people in some way as well. All right, the health insurance industry, you know, they helped obviously scuttle health care reform 15 years ago. They have voiced support for a central element of the Obama administration's plan, making sure everyone's covered. That doesn't mean, though, they're backing the administration. Indeed, the leader of the insurance lobby has sent lawmakers a message, be careful what you change because, quote unquote, 77% of Americans are satisfied with their existing health care coverage, their health insurance coverage. Have you heard this talking point?
No.
Mm. The president of America's health insurance plans invoked the statistic to argue against the creation of a government-run insurance option. But the poll she was citing was actually undercuts her position by 72% to 20%. Americans favor the creation of a public plan. People also said they thought government would do a better job than private insurers of holding down health care costs and providing
coverage. So they're lying. They're just lying.
I guess I could have done that story a lot quicker by saying the insurance companies are...
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Remember,
lies.
120...
It's like you have to lie to live. You're a liabetic. You have liabetes. Twice a day you have to take a shot of Insulin.
But none of that is covered.
Right. Yeah.
All right. All right. So Senator Lindsey Graham said Wednesday he will vote for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor.
I understand the path of least resistance for me personally would be to vote no. That's probably true anytime you're in a minority party and you lost the election. But I feel compelled to vote yes. And I feel that this is the right vote for me and, quite frankly, for the country in this case.
Is he getting all mavericky up in there?
I don't know. Senator John Kyle has announced he will vote against Sotomayor, or as Mike Huckabee calls her, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist announced this week that he opposes Sotomayor. Doesn't he like women? What's wrong with him?
Florida is exceedingly tan and neat, former bachelor governor.
Hmm.
Okay.
I guess he doesn't like women.
Oh,
wow.
Right.
Or Hispanics, which can get you in trouble in Florida.
By the way, a story on the politicians and the twittering today.
Yes.
Because, you know, Sarah Palin twittered about the... Oh, did you want to hear the unfortunate breaking news that, yes, an independent investigator found evidence that she violated ethic laws by trading on her position and seeking money for legal fees?
Hmm.
So she twittered yesterday... Regarding inaccurate story floating regarding ethics violation, legal defense fund matter is still pending. New info was just requested, even no final report.
Also,
in addition to, actually, the guy that issued the report says it is final. So
it is final.
Yeah, it is final.
So she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about.
Or
tweeting about.
Anybody see Arnold Schwarzenegger's tweet? He posted a puzzling video message on his Twitter page. He was wielding a huge knife.
Yeah.
Talking about selling state cars signed by the celebrity governor.
Yeah, he's selling autographs in order to cover the deficit, basically.
And if that doesn't work, I will cut you.
Yeah, the press secretary had no explanation for the knife that he was...
Is he losing it?
You know who is ruining America today, Chris, regarding Caribou Barbie? Davida Hanson.
And she's with...
She's the co-owner of the Peace on Earth Pizzeria and a big Sarah Palin fan who is not a fan of Peace on Earth, but that seems to be lost on Davida.
Okay.
She said she sees a little of herself in Palin, a working mother trying to do what's best for her job and family. Well, not so much her job, because she just quit her job. But
yeah.
She wants to be a mom and a family person. It's not a bad thing, Hansen said, recalling that Ms. Palin won her heart immediately after taking office when she followed through on a campaign pledge to sell a state jet. I love her, Hansen said, except that she didn't sell the jet. So that was lost on DeVita as well. But she's just like her. Just a working mom. One of the people ruining America today. All right, that's it for us. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.